Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing comments for Monday, October 14th. Well, after getting a little over exuberant overnight and Friday on the report of a China trade deal or preliminary phase one deal, markets overreacted a little bit overnight, traded down to some overnight intraday lows, and then rebounded a bit later in the day to finish across the board in slightly positive territory there, except for the December corn finishing even. So we'll start there. Dees corn finished flat at 397 and three quarters. We were about a nickel off the high at 402 and a half, about 4 cents off the low. Corn did peak above the 200-day moving average, which comes in at 401 and a half, unable to hold there, broke down about 9 cents off the high, and then was able to claw its way back to unchanged by the end of the day. Funds last week covered about a quarter of their short position, now short about 90,000 contracts in the corn store. There is still some ammunition there if we are able to get above that first threshold at the 200-day and maybe bring in some more short covering. USDA reports delayed today due to the holiday. They're expecting the harvest for corn to be about 22% complete when that's released tomorrow. This versus 15% last week and 38% last year. Taking a look at wheat, we've got December Chicago down up three, rather, at 511, finishing right in the middle of the range. Kansas City, December, up 6 1/4 cents at 425 and 3/4, a little higher than the middle of the range there. Good rebound. Minneapolis spring wheat finishing up 4 cents at 552. We're looking at Australian weather a little more closely here. About two-thirds of the area there is in need of some rain and none forecast for the next couple of weeks. We'll be watching that. Also, Argentina experienced some dryness as well. Funds still short in both contracts there. Chicago short about 20,000 contracts, and in Kansas City short about 35,000, also short maybe 8,000 to 10,000 in the Minneapolis spring contract. So again, if we get above some technical levels, maybe that will bring in some additional fund short covering. Taking a look at the beans, November finished up 4.5 cents, 940 and a half, about a nickel off the overnight highs, traded up near the June 18th high that came in at 948. We got to 945 and a half and then backed off. So we finished again about a nickel off those highs and about 10 cents off the overnight lows. Funds last week flipped their position there. They were short about 8,000 contracts coming into last week. Finished the week long about 6,500 contracts. So a little bit of buying there, but not much of a position either way. Again, we'll probably have to see some more bullish news in order to get those funds excited about accumulating a long position. They're expecting the harvest and the beans to be about 22% complete. That's versus 15% last week and 35% on average. So again, the impetus here for the initial strength in the markets overnight was the big deal with China, phase one, markets like that. But then the middle of the overnight session, China reported, you know, a little bit of a walk back on that. Chinese news outlets not too excited about it. Also questions about the $40 to $50 billion in ag purchases. Is that going to be 1 year, 2 years, or what will it entail? So again, markets got a little bit nervous about that. And so we will have to see if there are any developments. They're saying that that report or that agreement could take about 5 weeks to get ironed out and put onto paper. Markets also paying attention to the cold weather and the storm that moved through the Dakotas and northwestern plains and northwest Midwest. We had some coverage of a foot or almost 2 feet in parts of North and South Dakota, and then hard freeze, which would have stopped the development of the grain there, hitting parts of west central Iowa, southern Minnesota, and eastern Nebraska. They're saying that that may have shaved 5 to 10% off the yield of Minnesota corn. Again, markets now paying a little bit more attention to the weather and what it might do to yields, and also keeping an eye on the harvesting of the later planted crops to see what kind of drag on yields that created. Outside markets, you have the dollar up 17 ticks, 98.17. Crude oil, also a little disappointed in the China news there, backtracking down $1.17 a barrel at 53.53. Stocks about flat at this time of the day here, and we're about 100 points off the highs. That's all I have for this afternoon. The USDA reports will be out tomorrow, the delayed exports and crop progress. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-34. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.